Today's daf is daf Samech Vav, the last daf of Maseches Nazir, but we got to the bottom of Samech Chaim Rebbe, the Mishnah, towards the bottom. So the Mishnah says, "B'shiva derachim bodkin es hazav, ad shelo nizkak leziva." There are seven ways we checked hazav. The halacha is that hazav, if you emit something, they're not supposed to be emitting it, some type of disease or something, some bodily fluid of some sort. So we have to check seven times if he saw it machmas ones, something else had caused it, if something else caused it. So then he's not considered a zav. Only if it comes from some type of a bodily function is he considered a zav. So we check in seven different ways. So how do you check? What are the seven different ways? Ad shelo nizak leziva. And until we check these seven ways, he's not a ziva until we've done the research. If the seven other ways didn't cause him to cause more ziva, then he's considered a zav. So what are the seven ways we test? B'machal of mishta, we give him some food and drink. And b'masa, we make him carry something heavy. U'b'kvitza, we make him jump. U'b'choli, we check to see whether he's sick. U'b'maria, we see if he maybe saw a woman and some type of a hero caused this. U'b'maria, u'b'hero, two different things. But Mara is seeing something, hero is thinking about something. And we check those seven ways. And Mishan Nizak Leziva.
Are we checking, yeah. are we asking him before, if he did any of these things before that caused him to become a Zav? Or are they things that we bring about or something?
I think these are things that he did before. Mm-hmm. So if he ate it or drink, or we look at everything he did the past, mm-hmm. I don't know, 24 hours, I'm not sure how far back you go. And we say maybe something like that caused it. If we did a good test, he didn't have any Maria or Hira or Kvitz or Maser, then we say, okay, must be a Din of a Zav, rather. Then, Mishinizak Leziva, once he's established as being a Ziva, and or once he's seen once before, Ein Bokin also, then if he sees a second time this emission, we don't check anymore, we have to assume that it's coming from the same place as before. Onso, Usveko, Vashich Mazaro, Tumeim, Shirglan Ladavra. And even if, let's say, he had eaten something or something else, one of the seven ways, he already establishes a zav. He sees a second time after eating something or drinking something that may cause it elsewhere, or there's a suffix about it, or it's the Sheikh Vazera. So still the din is his tameim. Because as we're gliding the davar, since we've already established him to be a zav, I guess the reason why we're bringing this here, because remember the mishnah before, we spoke about a chazak of emetzara. So since he is a chazak of being a zav, we are going to assume any emission comes from the fact that he's a zav. Then the Mishnah says, Hamakis chaveiru v'amdu l'misa. A person hits, strikes a friend, strikes a person, and they've evaluated his situation, and he seems to be going to, unfortunately, the path of death. V'ha'kel mimasha hayo la'achar mikan. And then afterwards he gets things go for the better, he starts to get healed, and starting to look very positive. And then suddenly we have things turn for the worst, and mihichbid, and then he goes back to some type of pain, and the situation gets worse. Umeis. And then he dies, chayef. So one would have thought that since he got better, almost better, and then later on got sick again, it wasn't machmas the initial makah. Says the Tanakhama, he's actually going to the person who hit him, is chayef ritzicha, chayef for killing him. And Minachami Omer Pater Shurglan Madaber. Minachami says, no, it's Pater. From the fact that he got better for whatever amount of time that is, and then he got sick later on, tells us that it clearly wasn't his from the initial strike, because it would have been a consistent depreciation in the guy's status until death. The fact that he got better tells us it wasn't from the initial strike. So Gemara now says, Minani Mili, how do we know these words to be true? The words to be true of referring to once, Farish tells us, once he's established to be a Zav, then we can't be Tola, his second emission, on any other thing. How is that? How do we know that's true? So Amri bin Nasan Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vazav ez Zovo. So the Pasuk, I'll read the whole Pasuk on the side here. It's talking about Vadova bin Nidasa, talking about a Nida, a woman with her Nida, Vazav ez Zovo, and a man with this emission. The Zachul Nekevo, Leisha Sheyishkav im Tumea. They have a din of Tuma. So Hazav Ezovo, so the Zav and his Zov, and the emission itself, Liria Shlishis. It's referring to Liria Shlishis Iskish Nekeva. So apparently this pasuk is referring to the third time he saw. Let's take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos writes, Minahani Mili, all the way in the bottom now. Amr Binasan Damar Krav, Hazav Ezovo, Lizachol Nekeva, the pasuk says. Vazav Ria Rishona. Zav represents the first time he saw. The halacha, by the way, is once he sees three times, he's tamei 7 days and has to bring a carbon. that's the result of him being a Zav. A Zav, the Mishnah Megillah talks about this. So he sees that one time, the first time he had a din of Shech Lazera, he's only Tamei for one day. As Zovo, the Pasuk says, Riyashniya, that's the second time he sees. Lazach Lunakeva, that represents the Shlish, is the third time that he sees. So Ikshirachman Lunakeva, Nivikeva, Mitami Ben Onis. So the fact that it says Lazach Lunakeva, why mention Lazachar again? So Lazachar is talking about the third Riyah, but it lumps together Lazach Lunakeva together, that it's a Hekish. So the Lach is, if a woman were to become a Zava, so she's Tame, even if she sees Machmas Onis, even though she jumped or she ate something or drank something, she's going to be Machmas Zovo. She's going to be Tame, even Machmas Onis. So we see that the third Riyah of the Zav, of the Zachar, is connected to the Nekeva. So just like a Nekeva is going to be Metame Be'onis, so to a Zav on his third Riyah will be Metame Be'onis as well. And that's the source. And we don't do any Badika. V'hatani, the Gemara quotes a Brisa now, is this B'nichus or is a Kasha? Then say, it looks like it's a Kasha. V'hatani does in the Brisa. Say, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, B'shlishis Bot Kinoso, B'rivis Ain Bot Kinoso. No. The third time we actually don't check. Rather, we do check. The third time we still check. It's only until the fourth time that we don't check anymore. Se'ela b'esem k'miflagi. They're arguing about darshing the word es. Rabbi Eliezer darsh esem. And therefore, when it says es zovo, es is number two, zovo is number three, zachar is number four. But according to the Rabbanan, lo darsh esem, they don't learn esem, and therefore, it would only be three times, and it's the third time that you don't check for any onus. I wonder how this works in general with the machlokas, with the Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva, who darshan esim. We typically learn esim. So how can the Chachamim here say we don't learn esim? So, what's pshat? I thought that was accepted across the board. I don't see anybody addressing this in the back. Okay. Gemara now says the last two words on the Amud of Samech Hamid Bey is Own Sovis Fekos. The Mishnah told us by the third time he sees the Zav, he's going to be Tame even if it's Machmas Onis or Safik. So Gemara says on the top of Samech Vavam and Alf now, Amar Rava, Lo Tame Safik, Chazo Safik Lo Chazo. Don't say it's a situation he's not sure if he saw or not. That's not the Safik that we're referring to here. Ela Vade Chazo, he definitely saw something. But Savig Machmas Shech Vazara, Savig Machmas Ria. Unclear whether it's Machmas Shech Vazara or Machmas Ria of the Zava, the Ziva. Kevinshin Nitzchak Lotuma Sveko Tame. Since he's already established to be Tame, we're going to assume it's a Ziva as opposed to Shech Vazara. But it sounds like if it was a Savig whether he saw or didn't see, we wouldn't be Machmir then. He has to have seen something. The question is what he saw, then we're going to assume it came from the Ziva, not from Shech Vazara. The Gemara now says, I'm just looking at Tosos for a second. Okay, Tosos, the Gemara says rather, Shech Vazera Tamea, if he sees Shech Vazera, it's Tame. So what's the suffix then? I'm confused. If the guy sees Shech Vazera, it's Tame. The Gemara says Lamai. For what? Ilema Lamaga, to say that he's Tame Bimaga, that if by touching Shech Vazera makes him Tame. So the Gemara, I'll explain what this means in a second. Mi Gara Mish Shech Vazera de Tahor? Is there any less than Shech Vazera Vatara? So what does it mean that he's Tamei? If there's an interesting sugya nida that wants to know how, there's two categories of Tumah in general. There's what's called Tumas Machmas Nogeya and Tumah Machmas Ria. So certain Tumas are because you touch it. If you touch a mace, that makes you Tamei because touching, not because you saw, because you touched it. And you touch a sheretz and you touch a nevela, these things make you Tamei because you touch it. The other type of category is Tumas Machmas Ria. If a woman sees Nida, it pashes, it's not because she necessarily touched the Dam Nida, it's because she had a Ria, she saw Dam Nida, or she saw Ziva. So also Zav, because he sees Ziva, not because he touches Ziva, because he sees it, it's an emission that comes from it, it's her dinner Ria. So it comes to Shech Lazara, there's a Chakir in the Gemara itself, it sounds like, is Shech Lazara Tame because it's a Ria, he sees it, or Machmas Maga because it touches him? That's a suffix, it sounds like, from the Gemara Nida, how to categorize that. Gemara wants to know now, when the Shech Lazara emits from him, is it Machmas Maga because he touches the Shech Lazara? If it's about Machmas Maga, the same din applies for a guy who's Tahor. Forget being a Zav. A guy who's Tahor, if he touches Shech Lazara, he'll be the same Tuma. So it can't be because of being Maga and Shech Lazara. That's a general point, nothing to do with Ziva. Elazaro Shel Zav Mitame Bimasa. what it's telling us is the shichva zera of a zav has the same din of bimasa, of carrying it. So the halacha is, when it comes to certain types of tumas, are tamei not only when you touch it, but even if you lift it in a way where you're not touching it. Let's say it's in a box, and I lift the box up, and there's a mace in there, so I'm going to become tamei because I lifted a mace. Other types of tumas, if you lift it up, it's not going to make me tamei by being masa. So shichva zera, if it's masa, that won't be make a person tamei. As opposed to ziva, if a person lifts ziva, it will make a person tamei. So what we're learning from this halacha is, the person who's a zav sees shichva zera, that shichva zera is considered a din of ziva, and it would be metame bimasa. Let's see if somebody speaks this out in the Mefarish. Let's look at the Mefarish. The Mefarish says, is that the Mefarish? Ella? No. Let's look at Tosis rather. Tosis writes, v'shichva zera lamai. When the Mishnah told us that a Zav who sees the Shechva Zera, he's Tamei, Ilei Melamaga to tell me that he's Tamei if he touches Shechva Zera, the Mishnah Nitzgak Lotumo, you tell me the Shechva Zera, Megmaga, that if the Zav is already established to be a Zav, now his Shechva Zera will be Tamei, not only himself, but somebody else who touches the Zera. Shita, that's obvious. Migara Mishicha Zera, the Tar Ma'alma, in general, everyone, even a Torah person, the Zera is going to be Metami Bemaga. But if you lo Nitzak Nami, even if he never was established to be a Zav, the Zera will be Metami Bemaga. Ella, what it means is, limasa, the shichva zera, the tar ba'alma, ain't a matame masa, like we said. In general, zera is not going to be matame if someone lifts it up without touching it. However, once it becomes a zav, it will be matame b'masa. And the pasha reason why is, because the shichva zera, we're going to probably assume that there's some ziva within that shichva zera, it's mixed together. There's probably two ways to say this. Either because now the shichva zera has a new din to it, or no, since the guy has these emissions, we assume there's some ziva in there, as machmas the ziva that's within the zera, that's being metame b'masa. With me still, I hope it's not too much tuma stuff. Okay. So the Gemara says, now, man shmasle deha damar shichva zera shel zav metame b'masa. Who is this tana that holds that a shichva zera of a zav will be metame b'masa? Elaim, if you're going to say hi tan, it's the following tana, the sani Rabbi Eliezer omer shichva zara shazav, in a metame b'masa, but Rabbi Yeshua omer metame b'masa, l'fi she'iyev shalav b'lo tichsuch eziv, like I just said before, is machlok, is a person lifts up a zav, zera, that makes him tame. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, zera is not metame b'masa, nothing changes. Rabbi Yeshua says, I agree, zera in general is not metame b'masa, but here, it's impossible that there is no tichsuch eziv, there must be some ziva that's mixed within here, and it's machmas that ziva that's metame him. So the Gemara says, so it can't be that, because Afilu Rabbi Shua lo amar ela mishum tichsuch ziva. Rabbi Shua only says this because it's impossible that there won't be some ziva. About be'en lo, but if it's zera somehow a pure zera without ziva, then it won't be metame. So we're looking for an opinion that says pure zera of a zav will be metama b'masa. The Gemara says, "Ela amar ad'a b'rava lomar she'ein tolin ba," to tell us that we're not tola on this. What does it mean that we're not tola on this? So if you look at the Mefarish now, the Mefarish says, "Ela amar ad'a b'rava, my hada kamar shichva zera metame." That's tame. It's nothing to do with masa. We're taking a completely different approach now. You're right, Eina Chanami. No one says that zera, pure zera of azav, would be metame of masa. What does it mean in the Mishnah when it says a zav zera is tame? Says the Mefarish explaining Rav Ad Barava, my hada kamer shichla zera al tame. Lomar she'ain tolin ba. We're not tola on it. Dila acha shenizkak lutuma. Once a person has already been established to be a zav, im ra keri, if he sees keri, if he sees zera, the ra ziva ain also ziva ki keri ki ahid etzam esach a zav in hara keri ain metama b'ziva kol meis leis.
We're not lenient to assume the ziva is the carrot is like carry.
Right. Meaning for zav to be established day one and day two, day three has to be ziva, can't be carry. So if a guy sees zera, we don't assume it's carry, we have to assume it's ziva and therefore he's going to be tamer. Let's just see Tosis to make that clear. Maybe he's going to make it a little bit clearer. He says, Ella Amar of Ad Rava the Lomar Shane Tolim Ba the Masech Zavin. Tanan the Mishnah tells us that Haroa carry ain't a matami beziva, kol meis leis. Shakari pota ziva habala chareha kol meis leis about mishenitzak latuma az lo tiftar abeshikazer es haziva habala chareha. Halacha is a person sees carry. he's a Balkari, then within 24 hours of that, he sees some type of emission, we're going to assume it came from the Kari, and we're not going to assume it's a Zav. But more than 24 hours passed since he last saw Kari, so then we're going to go through the whole thing and checking it out, whether or not it's come from Machmas Onso. And if it doesn't come Machmas Onso, we assume it's Ziva. But within 24 hours, we could assume it was part of the previous Kari. But let's say he's already established to be a Zav. And then he sees Kari, and then less than 24 hours after seeing Kari, he sees some other emission. We do not assume it was part of the Kari. We assume it's a Ziva, because he's already established, he already has a Chazak as a Zav, so we're not going to be tolet on the Shechazer. So Shechazer is not Metame itself, it's like the regular din. What it means is Metame, meaning we don't use this as a Kula of the next emission that he has. That's what it means, Shechazer is Metame. The Gemara now says, Saver Rapapa Kame de Rava Lememar. Rapapa wanted to suggest, wanted to pass it in front of Rava, Aydi Chul Shehu de Chazir. It's because he was weaker that he saw it. What's this going on? So if you look at Tosos, Tosos writes, Saver Rapapa Kami de Rava Lememar Aydi de Chul Shehu de Chazir, Kolomar. In general, the reason why a guy who saw Kerry and then he sees some type of emission afterwards, we're leaning on that later Ziva, is Kol Meis L'Eis within 24 hours. The guy, after having an emission of Kerry, he became weaker, and that caused some other bodily fluids to leave his body. It's Machmas Chulshu, not Machmas Zava. The Kerry Khan, Bibzarov, Lo Machmas Onso. And it comes from a Basar, not from his Ones. Aval Mishin Niskak L'Tuma, Ones L'Mboter. But once he's established to be a Zav and he's ready Tameh, then Ones is not going to Pati you. V'hainu Nami Tameh D'Rav Adar Bar'Ava. He's just explaining the svar, the reason behind this is because it's possible when a guy saw Kerry, that made his body weaker, so therefore he had other emissions, so we're not going to assume it's Machma Ziva. But once he's already established as a Zav, so we can't rely on the fact, it's consistent, just explain a little bit further, we can't rely on the fact that he became weaker because of the carry that caused it to him, because there's another good reason why he saw Ziva, that's because he's also a Zav. So we assume it came from the Zav, and not Machmas Chulsha of the carry. So Rava says back to Rapapa, but Hatanan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us, the Mishnah that appears in Masech HaZavim, that Gershin is Gair Mitame Miyab Ziva? The moment a Ger becomes a convert, he converts, he's a Ziva right away. So what's the Shaila here? So let's look at the Mefarish. The Mefarish says, Amar li Rava v'hatanan v'masech ha-zavin ovid kochavin shira kari v'nisgari mitame b'ziva miyad. A guy sees kari, he becomes a ger, he's a ziva, automatically. V'tani Allah b'braisa, b'medver amurim b'shinisgari mahol, when he's a mahol. V'ha hacha deleka chulsha, there's no weakness here. V'afilu hachi lo talinan es ha-ziva b'ker v'have tame miyad. Huh, it must.
Closely opposite way.
Yeah, that sounds like. Let's see. Okay, so I think we have to read the Gemara a little bit further. The Amarle, according to the Masifta, at least takes out the word Amarle. And, that's Tosas Girsa also. The way you should read this is as follows. We ask a question, V'hatznan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us, Gershin Iskari Matami Miyabaziva? And skip the words Amarle. And ein lecha, it should be amai, ein lecha cholik adam izeh. There's no greater sickness than this. So what does that mean? So look at Tosos now, the last few narrow lines in Tosos. Amar le rava v'hatanan gershin is gayer mitame beziva miyad. V'amai, ha ein lecha cholik adam izeh, perishri, ger shira kari kodl mishin is gayer. V'niz gayer. A ger, before he, when he was a goy still, he saw kari, and then he converted. V'ra ziva, then he sees ziva, mitame beziva v'lo tiftar kari sa ziva. And he's not able to rely, talking about 24 hours right now. He had Kerry, was in a Skyer, and then he saw Ziva. So we don't assume that the Ziva goes back to the Kerry, but shouldn't it go based on that? V'im kidivre Rav Adar v'rapapa did time at the Kerry polter b'ziva habach v'mishim chulsha. It's because of the weakness, and that's why he saw an emission later on, and therefore we don't view it as a Ziva. Gavagir nami neim ha'achi de'ein l'cha gola mizeh. I'm not sure what he means by ein chali gadam izeh, but the point being that the mali kari shira kishu ovi kachav and mali shira kishu yisrael. We don't really care. It's not an issue of a status, halachic status. It's about a biological point, a physical point. He saw 24 hours ago kari when he was a guy, and now he happens to be a Jew. So shouldn't we assume the ziva that he sees now is going to be taller than the carry he saw 24 hours ago? And the fact that we don't say that tells us, therefore, that it's not machmas chulsha. It's not because of he's weak that he saw the ziva. So there must be a different reason why when a guy saw carry and later on saw a ziva within 24 hours, there must be another reason why we knock off that ziva and say it's included within the carry. So the Gemara says, El Tanai, he really to machlokas Tanayim. The Tanya, the Brisa tells us that Shichva Zera shall zav metame b'masav v'chaleis leis. The Zera of a zav is metame in masa all 24 hours. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yomo during its day. So what does that mean? As you read the Gemara, and they'll put everything together. So b'maykum lefki, what's the machlokas here? But the Shmuel, they're arguing within understanding Shmuel. The Shmuel, Rami Iksiv, he asks a kashiv of two psukim. One pasuk says, "Ki yebecha isha shelo yetar mikra laila." When there's a person among you who's not tar, where he saw carry at night, he becomes tamei. Uksiv lefanos erev yuchas b'mayim, and then says, by evening he could go into the mikvah. So man damar meis leis. The one says you have 24 hours from once the guy saw. 24 hours from. I'll read a little bit further. We'll put it together again. Meis leis daik milfanos erev. Videch daig mikra laila. So let's look at Tosus to understand what's going on. Tosus writes four wide lines down, Ella Tanaihi. Kulomer de Rav Adav Rapapa Lesa. Divade time of the carry la Mishim Chulshu. It's not because he was weaker. When the guy saw carry, then saw Ziva, then because he's weak. Ella Mishim Gzeir Sakasav. This is a pasuk. The Darshina and Bisifrei, the Medrash tells us, Vahayel Fanos Erev Yirchat Bemaim. And that evening he could go to the mikvah, the guy who saw Shichla Zera. Milamicha carry pot Ziva kol meis leis. To tell us that even if he saw something else, we don't care what he saw later that day. If he saw Ziva, we don't care. He's once 24 hours elapses, he's able to go into the mikvah, no matter what else he saw. Doesn't make a difference whether he became a Tamei Zava or wasn't Tamei Zava. Armin the carry pot to Ziva habachra meisleis. So we assume that even if he's a Zav, and then where does he carry, that carry is going to knock off any other mission he'll see over the next 24 hours. V'shichla zera demasis and lab beziva iri kedamer rava debarava elo kedamer mikar lemasa. So all it's telling us is that shichla zera is matame b'masa because it has some ziva within there. But in a chanami, even when he's a zav and then he sees zera and then he sees ziva again, that zera will be pater the next 24 hours of ziva that he sees. That everyone agrees to. Nothing to do with tolan anymore. V'hani tenai shazav dami dekari shazav kari shazav mitami b'masa beis leis klomer kishara kari toch meis leis shira b'ziva. So let's understand this for a second. So everyone agrees now at this stage of the Gemara that a zav who sees kari and then less than 24 hours sees a ziva, that ziva will be subsumed within the kari and won't be acknowledged as a second riyah. That's a accepted. Forget what we said before. Even when he's a Zav already, even when he's a Cheskos Tumah, it's included in that. And also everybody agrees that the Shichva Zera of a Zav will be Matame B'Masa as well, like we said above as well. The debate here is, a Zav who sees Kari, how long will that Kari be Poter, the Ziva that he sees afterwards? Will be Poter the 24 hours from seeing the Zera, or will be only until the next, till the evening, will be poter till the day is over. Is it going to be poter? That's mechlokas, how long the ptur will last for. So let's read the Gemara now again. So the Gemara said above, let's read from Tanahi again. El Tanahi de Tanya, Shichla Zera shel Zav Metame B'Masa. Everyone agrees Metame B'Masa, but for how long? Kol Meis Leis. For all 24 hours afterwards, it's going to be Metame B'Masa, and it's not going to result in any Ziva for that matter also. It won't result in any Ziva. Rav Yossi Omer Yomo, only for the daytime, but the moment night hits, no matter, even if it's less than 24 hours, it's going to be only Metame until that time period. The Ziva will be Pater in that time period. So, Michael Mifki, what's the Machlokas again? So, B'dishmul, Rami Ksiv, Kiye Becha Isha Shelo Yehe Tar Bikri Laila. Uksiv Lefanos, Erev Yirchas B'mayim. So, how do we explain the Kasha here? Is it Dinin Laila, or Dinin the Erev? How are we saying this, though? Right, if you look at Tosa explains it a little bit clearer. Tosa writes in the bottom, but my kumithli, but the shmuel, rami ksiv kiye b'cha'ish asher lo yetar shuzav. Mikra laila kolam hashem ra kari toch acher shura haziva tmei masa l'kari. Even if he sees at nighttime, that nighttime will still be included within the p'tur. But if it's Ksiv Lefanos Erev, says Tosos, Af Acha Shapana Erev, even after the night has come, Hainu Ad Meis Leis, Kid Dashina Nami Besifri. I'm not getting how they're fitting this in so much. Mikra Laila is a din until the night's over. So Josh is the way the Masif is explaining this, it's explaining it according to the Rush, that since it says Mikra Laila, the word Laila is extra. Tanga said only for Laila, but the moment the day comes, it's going to be anything he sees will not be included in that carry. As opposed to the Fanos Erev, it sounds like until the day completely ends. You have the full 24-hour cycle. That's the way that it's being explained. So therefore, completing this Gemara, it says, Man damar meis leis. The one who says meis leis, you have 24 hours as a patur, the zera is going to pater and yiziva. Daik mefanos erev learns from the lefanos erev that you have a full 24-hour time period. Idach daik mikri laila. The one who learns from laila, only nighttime is a patur. But the second the daytime hits, this no longer serves as a patur. So the Gemara says, Man damar mefanos erev haksev mikri laila. The one who learns from the lefanos erev that you have 24 hours, what do they do with the pasuk laila? Which implies only nighttime, but not a full 24 hours. They're just telling us that the normal time that person sees the carry, if it happens to be at nighttime. And the Mefarshit explains at the bottom here, Kishim Meharir al Mishkavo, V'dibar Kasabahove. When a person has here room at nighttime, that's the likely scenario where he's going to see carry. That's all it's telling us.
So back to the Mishnah when we said, Shechvot Zaro Tmei.
Mm-hmm.
According to this final answer, what's the Mishnah telling us, Shechvot Zaro Tmei?
Right, just. Is it because, so you still figure out who the author is? That's still the question you're trying to get at. We wanted right. to say before, it's talking about Tumas Masa. But who authored this? So it has to be Rabbi Yeshua then.
Are we sticking to the thing that we said the Chiddush is Lomar She'in Tolinba?
No. Right now we're saying you actually can be Tolinba. That's right now the Gemara's assumption. You can be Tolin even when he's a Zav.
Can be Tolomba. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then we're rejecting the Ravada Barava Teretz.
Exactly.
Tolomba. So then we're back to
Tumas Masa.
Tumas Masa. If there's any type of omission,
while he's a Zav, that will have a Dinim Masa, Tumas Masa. Even though normally Sheikh Azara is not Metame B'Masa, this as a Zav will be Metame B'Masa. What the Gemara doesn't address is, well, who is that author? The Gemara attempted before to say Rabbi Shua, but didn't like that. Mm-hmm. So are we saying now it really is Rabbi Shua, and we hold to the concept Yevshar below Tzich Tzuchiziva? So it's not being addressed in the Gemara. I don't know if the Rishonim addressed this.
Or is the Chiddush that's coming to tell us, like the Shita that holds Meis Leis, Kerry is, no, because that's cool. Kerry would be, the carry's not going to save him after the Yomo. It's only going to be maybe telling us the Chiddush that Tmeya to tell us that only be Yomo the carry's going to save the Zav, but not Meis Leis.
Right, but who is the opinion that holds the Sheikh Azar is Metame B'Masa, though?
Maybe we're off of that. In other words, the Mishnah, the Chiddush has nothing to do with the Tuma B'Masa. Maybe it has to do with the Chiddush about we're still on the we're off of Tolomba. It's not about Tolomba anymore, but we're going like the opinion that holds it's Tmeya after Biyomo, not Meis Leis.
But we're still assuming here. The Gemara says it still is the Tumas Masa though. Tumas Masa still exists here. Mm. We're debating how long the Patur exists, but it's Tumas Masa. So I see the Masutta does address this point here. And he says, it sounds like there's an opinion of Rabbi Yossi here that says it is metame machmas atzma, that zera of a zav is metame even if it doesn't have any tzichtzuch eziva. So there are other opinions. The question is why this wasn't addressed above. Yeah, there might even be a fourth opinion. He's quoting a Shitas Tanakama as well. I think he's quoting a Tosos that might address the Dibur Maskil Rebbe. Hey, there we go. I'm not sure he's trying to get out of there. Okay, but that's part of the issue. Fine, let's do this last mission of the Masechta now. The mission says, Nazir Haya Shmuel Kedivrei Rabbi Nehorai. Shmuel Navi, was a Nazir, like the words of Rabbi Nehorai, that says, Shinamar, the Pasuk says, Umora lo yala rosho, and Umora, a razor, should not pass over his head. Telling us, this is what Chana took the nether, I think, right? Chana took the nether. It says, Vatidar nether, Vatomar Hashem, Tzvakosim, Ro, Ro, Tisira, Be'ani, Hamasachav, you hear the pain of your maidservant herself, Uzachartani, and you remember me, Velo Sishkachas, Hamasachav, don't forget me, Nasate, Lamasachav, Zera, Anashim, and give me, men, children, Nasate, Vlashem, I'm going to dedicate him to Hashem, Ko Yimechayev, his entire life, Umora Lo Yale Al Rosha, and he shouldn't have a razor pass over his head. So we see that Shmuel was a Navi, was a Nazi, rather. And Nemar b'Shimshon Mora, and Nemar b'Shmuel Mora, with a Gezer Shava, because everyone knows the pasuk clearly tells us that Shimshon was a Nazir. So Ma Mora Hamura b'Shimshon Nazir, Af Mora Hamura b'Shmuel Nazir. It doesn't mean to stop not getting a haircut; it means to the din of a Nazir, and that's the chiddush of Rabbi Nehorai. So Amar B'Yosi, Hello Ein Mora Ella Shel Basar V'Dam, which is Kasha there. Doesn't Mora only mean a man and flesh? To me, it shouldn't mora mean lashon of yira, lashon of fear. Nothing to do with a mora doesn't mean a razor. It means yira. That there should only be mora. There should only be a yira from Hashem, not from any humans. He shouldn't be scared of anybody. Only scared of Hashem. Completely different taich for this pasuk. So Amalei Rabbi Nehorai. Rabbi Nehorai responds back to Rabbi Yosi. Ela avahalok far neemar vayomer Shmuel eich eilech v'shama shol v'argeni. Shekvar Yalav, Mora Shel Basar V'Dam. So we know when Shaul was king, and then he didn't kill Amalek, and then Hashem says, time for a new king. David has to be appointed and anointed king. And he told Shmuel to go, and Shmuel said, Hashem, you can't send me to go. Shaul's going to kill me. And the Gemara Mishnah talks about, if you remember, that what do you mean? Didn't Hashem tell Shmuel to go do this? How could Shmuel go against Hashem? So you see from there, but Makom Sakan, a person can't rely on an ace. So this is an ace. Shaul was going to kill him. So we see he clearly was scared of men. So it's not true. It can't be that Chana promised he won't be scared of men, because he was talking scared of men. Ah, so that can't be the shot of the pasuk. It must therefore be a gezer shava to Shimshon to tell us that he didn't have a razor pass over his head. He was a nazir. So Amalei Rav Lechia Bray. Rav says to his son Lechia, Chatov Uvarch. Says the Mefarish, Chatov Kol Shabracha Baruch Birkas Zimon. Grab quickly. To grab, snatch the bracha, the kos, and say bracha. Shetei mekayim levarach kos birchas zimon. You should be zocha to say benching. So Mefarish says, ma'al levarach shetei zaris v'niskar. In order for you to be zaris and to get rewarded, jump to try to catch, to grab the bracha. V'chein amrle Rav Huna l'rabba brei. Rav Huna advised his son Rab as well to do this. Chatev v'barach. The Meimer de Mevarach Adif, is this to tell me that it's better, it's greater to say the bracha than to respond Amen? But don't we have in the Gemara and Brachos that tells us, V'hatani Rabbi Yossi Omer Gadol Ha'one Amen Yossi Min Amevarach. The one who answers Amen, and this is the basis for many of the Amen groups that we have, the one who answers Amen is actually greater than the one who actually says the bracha. V'amalei Rabbi Hinurai Hashemayim Kachu, this is the way it works in Shemayim. Meaning, Teida, let's bring your proof, Sharei Go Larim Mizgar B'Muchama V'Giborim Notzchem. So what's he saying here? So if you look at the Mefarish says, Hashemayim Kachu, this is how it works in Shemayim, Mishavua al Shem Vayarem Yimino al Shemayim Vishaba Bechai Olam. That he raised his right hand up to Shemayim and made a Shavua in the Chai of the Olam, the life of the world. Kachu, Sha'one Amen, Gadol Min HaMavarach, so too the one who answers Amen is greater. I'm not sure how we see that, but let's just see continuing. V'teda Shehu Kach, I'll bring you proof that this is the case. Sharei Golairin, which are Chaloshim Misgarin B'Milchama Tchila, the ones who are weaker are the ones first fighting, and they put them in the front of the battle line. V'Charkach Giborim Barn V'Notzchem, and then after the weak ones fight it out, then you have the strong ones come over and take and win the battle. Afkan, so to you here, Ha'one Amen, those who answer Amen, Bala'achem Mevarach comes afterwards. U'minatzeach Lomar She'one Amen Mishubach Min Mevarach. You let the guy be the chazan, he takes one for the team, he does all the hard work, and everyone answers Amen and wins the battle. That's in essence what's going on here. So we see, which is greater? Is the Amen greater, or is the Mevarech greater? And the Gemara concludes, Tanahi, it's really a Machlokas Tanaim, Detanya, Echad HaMevarech, Echad HaOne, Amen B'mashma. No. Really, El B'Shemar and L'Mevarech Tchila. So really, the Tanai tells us, the first opinion tells us that whether the person says the Bracha, whether the person says Amen, this is both implied, they're both wonderful things. But some people like to Mimahir to say the Bracha first, but sound like they're on equal playing fields. So let's just see what the Tosas writes here. Tosas writes, Echad HaMevarech, Echad HaOne, Amen, No Tel Schar. They both take Schar. Ela Shemimahar L'Mevarech Tchila Shlitain Schar L'Hachi Amen Leik Chatech Baruch. You're right, they're both equal. But in order to get the schar first, not that you're getting more schar, but just to get the schar earlier and quicker, say the mevarach, say the bracha, just to get it first. Okay, then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar. So I'm not sure how that's a Tanai, though. It sounds like it's a different opinion. First you said it's a machloka, it's never saying there.
I guess because we saw Rabbi Yossi said, Godol ha'on amin yosemina mevarach. So this is the other Tanai.
But this is the one who's saying they're equal, not that the Amen is greater.
Mahar and Lavarch Tchila is to get Schar.
It's Adif in terms of just getting the Schar quicker. But it sounds like you're not arguing qualitatively or even quantitatively that you're getting more Schar from the Mavarch. It sounds like they're agreeing. What Rabbi Yossi clearly says that the Amen is greater. Because it's not first, so it has to have more schar for the amen. So now if you assume that mevarach is greater, is it you're saying despite the fact that there's more schar for the amen, mevarach is greater because you're getting it quicker? Or now the way the prices seem to present it, they're actually equal in terms of schar. They're both equal. But he says, well, may as well just say it first to get it first. So there's a machlokas again in terms of more, is the amen greater or they're equal? But no one actually says that mevarach is greater in terms of how much you're getting, just in terms of timing. And the Gemara finally concludes, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Tamid HaChachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, Shinemar V'chol Bonecha Lumud Hashem Rav Shalom Bonecha. That the Tamid HaChachamim, by them learning, they're bringing more Shalom into this world, as the Pasuk tells us, that those who learn Torah Hashem will bring great Shalom. And I remember when we finished Yevamos, I think there's a drasha from the word Vanecha. Vanecha, there are four places where in Shas, where the Masechtas end, with this statement, and the Rashi Tevas Banecha, Brachos, Nazir here, Yevamos, and Ksuvus. So that's Banecha. I think I saw that when we made the scene on Yevamos. Hajin lach hakusim ein lem ziros slika lach maseches nazir shkoyach mazel tov everyone. Which Hashem will begin tomorrow with.